Welcome back to the With Ross podcast. Today, sharing what you need to know about getting around in Mexico City. So Mexico City has a very well-developed public transportation system, and there's a lot of options available to you. For everything I'm going to mention today, there is a Metro card that works across all of the various types of transportation. It's called the Tarjeta de Movilidad Integrada Metro. Integrated Mobility Metro Card in English. To get that card from any metro station, you can purchase it for 15 pesos, which is just under a dollar. It gets dispensed from a kiosk, so you don't even need to talk to anyone. You just walk up and use the screen prompts to order it. You can use it anywhere on the public transportation system that I'm about to tell you about. To load it up with money, you can do so by visiting any convenience store, any grocery store in the city, or at those same kiosks that distribute them in the metro stations, as well as they have them at certain bus stops. And you can even link it to an app and recharge it that way. So you can use your phone completely. And you can use cash or card for the reload. It doesn't matter. Concerning the choices of transportation, first of all, you have the metro. The metro is the underground system that connects the city. The metro consists of basically underground trains. Many large cities have this type of system. It's not necessarily unique to Mexico City. The logo for the metro system has an orange background with a white letter M. So if you see that sign on the street or in the airport, it's probably pointing you to the metro. To ride it, it's a flat 5 pesos. Which is about 30 cents US, regardless of where you enter and get off. So you can ride at one stop, or you could do transfers unlimited across the city, and it's still 5 pesos. All you do is find a station, tap your Metro card to get through the stall, the turnstile thing, and it charges 5 pesos to your balance, and you hop on. I will say this, though. The Metro system in Mexico City is not intuitive. It can be really difficult to figure out where to get on and off. Google Maps is helpful, and I usually get by with it, but inside of the station, things are poorly labeled, and the labels and signs, of course, are in Spanish. So that's another layer of complexity if you don't speak Spanish. So you'll probably need to ask for assistance. During most hours of the day, you can expect the metro to be packed, so get ready to squeeze in and get comfortable. It also has a reputation for pickpockets. I've never had a problem or known anyone who has, but be aware that it has that reputation. So if you have a backpack, you know, maybe carry it in the front of your body, zip things up, like common sense stuff in crowded places. It's always an interesting experience to ride the metro because you get people that come on and they're just selling the most random stuff. They'll get on at each stop. The metro will pull into a station. A guy will get on selling, I don't know, notebooks. Next stop, he'll move to the next car and someone will replace him selling toothbrushes. And then the next stop, lighters. Next stop, USB-C charging cables. Just super random single items. But that's one of the charms and experiences you'll get to have when you ride the metro. So the next system is the gondola. This is more in the east side of the city. I haven't personally rode on it, but it's available. It's on the same network as the metro. So once again, your Metro card will work here and on all the other systems I'm about to talk to you about. These gondolas, they're most common for getting passengers up into the mountains around the city. So you'll ride these from the valley to get up into the mountains. I've seen videos of these and you can get some really beautiful views from the gondolas. The next one is my favorite and the one I use the most, which is called Eco Bici. Bici is short for bicicleta or bicycle in English. And this is the city bike share program. It has a green logo with a white E, letter E and letter B, that are shaped to look like a bike. And there's docks all around the city, over 700 of them and quickly approaching 1,000 at the time of this recording. So the system is constantly expanding. Each dock has space for 12 or sometimes many more bikes. According to their website, there are 9,300 of these bikes in circulation. And to use it, to rent one of them, you can tap your Metro card on the dock that holds the bike to unlock it, and it'll charge it to your account. Or you can buy a 1-day, 3-day, 7-day, or even an annual pass. I bought the annual pass. it was 521 pesos, which is about 25 US dollars. With each unlock, you get the bike for 45 minutes at a time before it charges you extra, but you can always park a bike and check out a new one to restart your time. And there's a phone app that shows you where all the docks are and how many available bikes you have. And then you can unlock bikes from your phone or link your account to your Metro card so that it charges against your Metro balance. It's an incredible system. It's super modern. Out of the 100 plus times I've used it, I think there's only been once where there was a maintenance issue with a bike I checked out. And Mexico City is super bikeable, so it's not hard to find a bike lane and you can get around very safely and easily. They even have electric bikes in some areas, which I haven't personally tried yet, but it's on the same EcoBC network. And I love it. I love EcoBC. It's one of the things that makes the quality of life really high for me and my personal transportation preferences. Next up, there are two types of buses on the Metro system. The first bus is the Metro bus, which has a red logo with a white letter M and letter B in the middle, just like Metro bus. All the Metro buses are red and usually super long accordion buses with two or three sections. So this one is really cool. It has its own lane in the middle of the street, and it runs on the main streets of Mexico City, like Reforma and Insurgentes, which are two of the biggest, most crowded thoroughfares. And basically, there are these raised and covered bus stations in the middle of these main roads, which you can access usually by a pedestrian bridge, and then get on one of these buses, which comes very frequently, every couple of minutes. You won't have to wait more than, a few minutes at a time. And these stops usually have kiosks where you can buy or reload your Metro card on the spot at the station. And the second type of bus is the RTP, which stands for Red de Transporte de Pasajeros, or Passenger Transport Network in English. And these are green buses. These are the least nice or modern out of the whole system. They are diesel buses, so they're loud and not the most comfortable. These drive in the normal lanes with the rest of traffic. They stop at stops on the side of the road, like most city buses around the world. You hop on, tap your Metro card. It costs between 2 pesos and 7 pesos, depending on the bus and depending on wherever you need to get off. The last type of public transportation is the Tren Ligero. I really like this one. It's an electric light rail train. They're really quiet, comfortable, smooth, very modern, very clean. It's got a blue logo with a white letter T and L in the middle for Tren Ligero. This one is 3 pesos to ride, so it's like 15 cents US or so to get wherever you're going on this line. And that's it. That's the Metro system in a nutshell. I didn't even mention all of the choices. Those are just the ones I've used, minus the gondola. I haven't personally used that one yet. But there are even more available. So quite flexible, quite convenient. Outside of the Metro system, of course, you also have taxis. The taxis are very easy to find. They are painted pink and white. Very unusual choice. The pink is on the bottom of the car, and then the white is usually the roof and the windows. They are usually a Nissan Suru or Volkswagen of some type, so small sedans. There are taxi stops posted around the city outside of grocery stores and parks and other public areas, but you can also just wave them down on the street just about anywhere in the city. Personally, I have only taken a taxi on a handful of occasions. I find Uber more convenient and transparent in terms of pricing and just being able to see where you're going. As well, I've had locals caution me against taking taxis for safety reasons, that they might take a detour and try to rob you. I've heard of that kind of thing happening. Be aware of that, but it's an option. And on the Uber note, all you need with Uber is the app and a credit card. There are thousands upon thousands of drivers because I've never had to wait long to get picked up. For a short ride in the city, it might be 30 pesos, which is about $2 US, up to, I've taken hour and a half long rides, even 2 hour long rides crossing the entire city or leaving the city, and it's 200 pesos, 250 pesos max, which is $15 to $20 US. Getting to the main airport, Benito Juarez Airport, from most parts of the city will be about 150 pesos or 10 to 12 US dollars. If you want the convenience of Uber, but you want to pay cash, there is another app available to you called Didi. Didi works the exact same way as Uber in the sense that you request the ride via their app and a driver picks you up in their personal vehicle, and then it takes you to your destination. The difference here is that you have the option to pay with cash instead of credit card. Personally, I very rarely use cash when I'm traveling for anything, so I greatly prefer Uber. And in fact, Didi, a lot of the drivers won't accept big bills and all the ATMs dispense 500s. So I run into this issue where I have all these 500s and the Didi driver won't accept cash because they don't want to break a big bill. So I use Uber, but Didi's an option for you. So with all these things that I've covered, those are the ways that I would say 90 to 95% of foreign travelers use to get around in the city. The remaining 5 to 10% would be people who rent a car or even own their own car, which is something I have no experience with in Mexico. I know that you can rent a motorbike for less than $30 a day and a car for less than $70 or $80 a day. But again, I'm not as deep in that realm, so I won't speak about it here. But if these Mexico City travel topics are useful to you, I have a free travel guide I've been writing over the past 10 months. I will leave the link to that in the show notes. Let me know if you have any questions. Bye-bye.